Well, now for a moment to look back. Car Talk with Click and Clack the Tapper Brothers is coming to an end on WFAE this weekend. Ever since we started carrying the show in the summer of 1994, listeners all over the Carolinas have been discovering the two wacko car mechanics, brothers Tom and Ray Magliazzi, and falling for their jokes, laughter, and occasional good car advice. Well, joining us now is Doug Berman, who was the show's executive producer. He's now living in Oakland, California, where he joins us from. Doug, thank you so much for joining us.
Occasional good car advice is right.
And, you know, it's weird to hear your voice when, like, for so many years it was just your name. You know, you're the executive producer, Doug, not a slave to fashion, Bongo Boy Berman. Are you really not a slave to fashion?
Oh, most definitely. I went to WBEZ earlier this week to be interviewed for their gala. It was a big fundraising event, and I was told I needed to dress up, so I put a jacket on over my T-shirt.
I'm sure you already know this, but there's so many listeners out there who, you know, grew up with this show and with Click and Clack, and there are just so many people who were, I mean, introduced to the whole concept of public radio, even, you know, through this show. Can you bring us back to how the show got started?
Well, the show, there was the station in Boston is WBUR, and it was a university station back in the 70s. It still is a university station, but it was a volunteer station. So all the shows were done by volunteers, and some guy was doing a talk show, a half-hour talk show, and he decided one week that it would be fun to do something on cars and fixing cars. So he invited six mechanics from the area to come in and take questions from listeners. And among the six mechanics called were Tom and Ray at their garage, and Ray thought it was a dumb idea, so he said, Tom, why don't you go? And so Tom went and showed up, and he was the only one of the six who showed up, so he was a panel of one. But it went so well, the guy asked him if he would come back next week, and he said, sure, can I bring my brother? And in the intervening week, the guy whose show it was got fired, and he left them a note saying, hey, it's yours now. Have fun. Watch your language. And that's how they got started.
You know, so this may be kind of asking you to reveal a little bit of, like, how the sausage was made, but I've always wondered, I mean, were the calls really not screened on the show?
Oh, they were screened, but they were screened by us, not by the guys. The guys didn't want to know anything. What Ray said was, look, if we knew what the questions were, we'd be obligated to get the answers right, and we don't want that. So they allowed us to do the screening. And so we started screening for, you know, just interesting people and a real variety of types of people from different places and different questions. And it sort of became, you know, as much a show about getting to know people in the country as it was, you know, about cars.
You know, we also heard from a lot of listeners who were, you know, really sad when Tom passed away a few years ago. You know, for many people, it almost felt like losing a family member. You know, so the show had already ended at that point. It was in reruns. But when that happened, did you talk with Ray or others who worked on the show? How'd you guys deal with that?
Well, we kind of knew how important the show was to people, you know, even though, you know, it was stuff that we had already done. We got so many messages from people that said the show was still important to them, that it made them feel better about their lives, you know, for an hour a week. And I mean, I'll give you an example. A woman wrote to us not long ago. And she told us the story that her father had Alzheimer's, and you know, he'd been fading farther and further away, and they really hadn't, you know, had much connection. And she would drive him around to things he needed to do, to doctor's appointments or whatever. And they were driving one day, and she had Car Talk on, and all of a sudden the guys made a joke, and I think Tom, you know, started his you know, very distinctive laugh, and the father started to laugh, and the woman started to laugh, and they looked at each other, And they had this moment of connection, she said, that they just hadn't had, you know, in a year or more. And she just, her heart melted that they had this moment over Car Talk. And then she said, and then I bashed into the car in front of me, which had stopped because I was looking at my father. But she said, it was worth it.
Well, so finally, the other show that you helped create, Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me, that's still going strong. I yep. wonder, do you have any other plans for any new public radio shows in the works?
I don't know yet. Can I take a pass on that question right now?
Sure. We'll come back to you on that.
Okay.
Well, Doug Berman, thank you so much for joining us. And just thank you for all the laughs that you've helped bring to our airwaves.
Well, thank you. I want to thank WFAE and of course, the listeners of WFAE. It's been a real honor to be with you every week, and it means a lot to us. Thanks.
And that was Doug Berman, the executive producer of Car Talk and also of Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me. And he joined us from a studio in Oakland, California.